Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We come now to part 13 of this amazing series, Agape Love, or Love, Love. And today we're looking in the first letter of John. We're not looking at the Gospel. This is the first letter of John near the end of the Bible. And chapter 4, and we'll look from verse 7. It says this: Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us. Beloved, we already know that Jesus has said it is His commandment. John 15 tells us this. It is His commandment that we love each other as Christ loved us, meaning we should be loving each other with an agape love, with a love that is unconditional. There are no conditions attached to it. We cannot just love because we feel romantic love. We cannot feel love because it's just filial love. We cannot feel love in a superficial, in an earthly way. The only way we can possibly love in this way is through a spiritual love and through that love that comes to God through us, through His Son Jesus Christ and to us. It's the only way we can do it. We cannot possibly do it any other way. For many years, I believed it was impossible for us to live an agape love. I felt it was impossible. And I felt that was exclusively for God. Exclusively for God. But beloved, I put my hands up when I say I didn't read Scripture correctly. It is so important that we read Scripture the way it was written and not interpret it in the way that we want to interpret it. Many years ago, I was on the wrong pathway. And I remember talking to my wife about this, and she was saying, "That's not what the Bible says. You can't do that." And I said, "Yes, you can." And I took her to a place in the Bible and I said, "Read that. See, it means that I can do that." "No, it doesn't. It means that I'm reading it wrong. I'm reading it the way I want to read it. I'm trying to read into it something that will go along with the lifestyle that I want to live. But that isn't the lifestyle that God Almighty wants me to live." Do you see what I'm trying to say? And if we have God's love breathing through us, if we have God's love living through us constantly, then His lifestyle comes to life. And we can learn to love an agape love. Jesus said very clearly, "Love one another as I have loved you." Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus didn't love us with a superficial love, with a love that's just on the surface and there's nothing underneath. He loved us with an agape love, with an unconditional love. That came from him. John says here, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God." And John goes on to say, if you don't love, then you don't know God. If you can clearly put your hand up and say, I don't love anybody, then God is not inside you. God is not with you. But I don't believe that's the case. I was talking to a dear friend of mine yesterday, and I was saying, you know, I feel hurt and offended that I've received this invitation to speak. But I'm only allowed to speak for 5 minutes. What's the point of that? What is the point of going up and speaking for 5 minutes? Come on, this is ridiculous. And then it struck me. Is that loving the way God loves? I've been invited to speak, and they require me to speak for 5 minutes. Then for 5 minutes, I should speak, and I should love them without expecting them to love me in return. That is just the whole point. You see, we can get so hurt and offended. Don't you want me to speak for more than 5 minutes? Don't you think I'm capable? That's pride, beloved. That is pride. And I can't live my life with pride because my whole ministry is based on love. My whole ministry is based on taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. That is what I do every single day. And there can't be pride in that, because if there's pride in that, that's not love. That's pride. And the old adage says, pride becomes before a fall. And believe you me, I don't want to fall. Beloved, it's important that we learn to love the way God wants us to love. We learn to love the way God instructs us to love. We learn to love the way Jesus commands us to love. Love one another as I have loved you. And this is why I get so fed up. Because the church has become bogged down with dogma. It has become bogged down with religiosity. I don't have a religious bone in my body. Believe me, I do not. And if ever I show signs of having religiosity in me, please write to me immediately and say, David, stop it. You're being religious. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. When Jesus was on this earth and he was bringing his message of love that came from God, he wasn't bringing denomination. He wasn't bringing different doctrines. He was bringing one message and one message alone. Love one another as I have loved you. Now go away and do that. And when you've done it, come back and see me and I'll tell you the next thing you need to do. And that, beloved, will take you a lifetime. We get so bogged down with religiosity. We get so bogged down with whether or not when you baptize someone, they have to be fully immersed or whether they shouldn't be fully immersed. We get so bogged down with post-trib and pre-tribulation. We get bogged down with post-millennium, pre-millennium, and all of the other doctrines. And I dislike it. Intensely. Because my message is one message, and that is God's love. My message is one message alone, and that is God's love pouring into you and changing you, and changing you from glory to glory, because as you receive God's love into your life, changes happen. The love of Jesus will shine from your eyes and others will see it. and they will recognize it and understand it. And they will recognize it even if they don't know who Jesus is. They will recognize something amazing about you. They will recognize when they walk into your home, oh wow, this feels so peaceful. Why does it feel so peaceful? Because the love of the Lord permeates throughout this house. That is why it's so vital that we understand this message of God's love. That is why it is so vital that we accept it and it become a part of our lives. You may well say to me, David, this is so difficult. This is so difficult. No, it's not. That is the point. It is so easy. All you have to do is to say, Holy Spirit, I am open to you pouring your love into my life. You see, many of us, many people walk around with what I would term a closed heart. They've closed their hearts down. Why? Because they have been hurt and they have been disturbed by other things, by other people. And that hurt has been so deep that it is permeated right through them. And they say, now I'm going to close down my heart, for if I close down my heart, I can no longer be hurt. You're absolutely right. You can't be hurt. There's no way you can be hurt once you've closed down your heart. You can't be hurt because no one can penetrate. Nothing can penetrate. Not even God Himself can penetrate, because with your will, you have closed down your heart. And what you need to do is to open it. Just imagine a flower that is not in bloom. That is how beautiful your heart is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that picture. Your heart is a beautiful, beautiful flower. It is a flower that is not blooming. It is closed. And as the rain falls upon that flower, it begins to open. It begins to open, beloved, until there it is, in full bloom. And that rain represents the love of God pouring into your heart. If your heart is closed, just allow God's rain to pour upon your heart so that it opens and becomes a beautiful bloom. That is what you need. That is what you need. I sense this in the spirit. You're listening to this broadcast and you're saying, that's me, David. My heart is closed. That is me. My heart is closed. And I want to open my heart now. You can do it very simply. You can do it so simply. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am sorry that I have closed down my heart. I pray now, in Jesus' name, with my will, I open my heart before you. Thank you, Lord. Pour your heart, love, Lord, into my closed heart. Let that be the rainfall, I pray, in Jesus' name. The rain of God's love is pouring now. In actual fact, I can see in the spirit, not only is it pouring, but it's torrential. This rain is torrential as God's love falls and pours into your heart, into your very being, and your heart begins to open. like the bloom of a rose. In Jesus' name, amen.